You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. This week is Fire Prevention Week. The National Fire Protection Association set the theme as Charge into Fire Safety, Lithium-Ion Batteries in Your Home. Most of the modern electronics in our homes are powered by lithium-ion batteries. Everything from smartphones and tablets to power and lawn tools to e-cigarettes, laptops, headphones, and toys. Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman says while most lithium-ion batteries are used safely, there have been reports of fires and explosions involving the batteries in recent years.
But basically, any damage to that battery can cause what we call thermal runaway, where basically that battery starts to self-heat, has a reaction, and despite whatever actions we may take, like putting water on it, doesn't really stop that thermal runaway, and it keeps heating and heating and heating, and basically there's an explosion or fire that can result.
Hyman says not to overcharge batteries. Always use the cables that come with the product, charge on a hard surface, and make sure to dispose of or recycle batteries correctly. Lithium-ion batteries aside, Hyman said the most critical thing for fire prevention and safety is a working smoke detector.
I cannot stress how important those are, and based on real-life outcomes where we show up, and if you have working smoke detectors that have alerted you to get out versus the homes we go to that don't have working smoke detectors, we see dramatically different outcomes.
Learn more about Fire Prevention Week in our story at WISS.FM. 44 employees of Action Printing in Fond du Lac are now looking for new jobs. According to a WARN notice filed with the state, the company is permanently closing its facility on Rolling Meadows Drive. Layoffs and terminations began in August. They will continue in phases through October 31st. The Wisconsin Realtors Association has released its August real estate report, showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year, and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday in an effort to crack down on potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation, prohibits publishing an artificially generated representation of an identifiable person with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states. The average price for a gallon of gasoline throughout the Fox Valley is around $2.76. It's $2.77 in Green Bay, $2.76 in Appleton, and $2.75 per gallon in Oshkosh. It's a magical time of year. If you're lucky, you'll get to see some monarch butterflies. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Monarch butterflies are on a 2.5 month journey down south to central Mexico. They usually fly during the day and roost at night. Those roosts can sometimes contain hundreds or thousands of butterflies. Karen Oberhauser is an entomology professor at UW-Madison. She says only super generation monarchs migrate. Now get this, only 2 to 5% of eggs and caterpillars even make it to adulthood. So the ones heading south are special.
And then this final generation, this 2 to 5% has to migrate all the way to Mexico and come partway back. So it's really an incredible story of survival against incredible odds.
Anybody can help track their migration. It's all based on citizen sightings. Anybody with property can help butterflies, too, by planting things like milkweed and nectar sources. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Here's something fun for your day. It's October 7th, which means it's National Taco Day on a Taco Tuesday. Your favorite Mexican restaurant, food truck, or taco place may be offering specials as a way to celebrate. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500, and then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top 5 at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number 1 album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number 1 film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number 2 in its second week after opening number 1. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number 1 next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number 1. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number 1 movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed 2 or 3 times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, a little bit cooler. Still comfortable, though, with high temperatures right around 60. Currently, it's 49.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.